Florissant Soon.
Hi, this is Ken Heise. We started Heise Advisory Group with one thing in mind, to serve our clients well. As a fiduciary, I have a legal responsibility to work for your best interest. Call us now at 314-909-1116, and I'd be happy to give you a no-obligation consultation. If you're like most people, you've had some gains recently. Unfortunately, most people aren't aware of the fees that they've been paying on their investments, so a lot of your gains could disappear before you see them. Now is the best time to give us a call and let us help you review your portfolio. Take control of your assets and your profits. Let us help you put a plan together with only one thing in mind, you.
Call Heise Advisory Group right now at 314-909-1116 for your no-obligation financial review. That's 314-909-1116. Or visit them at heiseadvisorygroup.com. Ken Heise is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heise is a licensed insurance representative.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Grainger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Grainger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com/air handler, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Looking for a brand new Missouri winery? Look no further. You found Yellow Farmhouse Winery. It's in Defiance. Take Highway 94 to Defiance. You can't miss it. It's a big, giant yellow farmhouse, hence Yellow Farmhouse Winery. Wines outstanding. Their Norton is fabulous. 10 different wines made right there at Yellow Farmhouse Winery. Their Norton, their Chambersin, and Rosé. To find out more, yellowfarmhousewines.com. We'll see you there in Defiance at Yellow Farmhouse Winery.
Time to talk a little tech talk. I saw something in traffic a couple days ago that has to do with this segment, and it's a throwback to like 40, 50, 60 years ago, and I will mention that. But the first thing I need to mention is this. If you want to talk to Jose Hernandez about technical stuff, you need to call, and you need to call now. Here are the numbers. Then he'll do his monologue, and you'll hold on, and your name will go on the screen. First come, first serve. And, Dan, I assume the names on the screen now are not for Jose, so...
That's correct.
Strike a line under those. We'll start over with only calls for Jose. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. And do not forget that Jose is brought to you by Oric and the locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. Oric has a brand new vacuum cleaner called the Magnesium RS. They'd love to show it to you. But remember, a whole lot more in these stores than just vacuum cleaners. Products you never knew had the name Oric on them. Very affordable. Help keep your house a better place to live. Oric is proud to present Jose Hernandez.
Yeah. Hey, everybody.
Hello, Jose.
Hello, Frank.
So here's what I saw. I saw a truck, and I didn't get the name of the company, but essentially what it was is a truck that was delivering a photo booth to a carnival or a party or something, and it was the old kind you go in and draw the curtain, and you and your buddy sit there, and a strip of pictures comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can't believe that still exists.
Oh, absolutely.
When everybody has on them... If they have a phone, they have a camera.
Right.
And they can do selfies, but apparently there's still a market for the strip old... I'm sure they're now digital as opposed to whatever they were before.
Yeah, it's a digital and an inkjet printer.
Which by the way, brings me to, in the old photo booths, how did they spit out pictures that fast? Those weren't digital pictures.
They did sort of the Polaroid idea. When you took a Polaroid picture, there was a little pouch at the bottom of the film.
Right.
And when it slid out, it activated all the chemicals.
Right.
The ones that do it, that did the strips, actually have little containers they dipped it into to get it ready to be printed.
The only thing I can think of that would be an attraction that would still make this something people would be drawn to at a party or a carnival or whatever is the secrecy. You go in and, you know, you close the curtain and now you can do goofy stuff and people can't see you doing it. That's the only thing I can think. Otherwise, just hold your own camera up. Take your own picture.
They're popular at receptions because you can print the picture out and have something to take with you versus looking on someone else's camera.
Wow.
The downside to that is whatever you do, they keep the entire digital photo record and give it to the people that hired the photo booth to come.
So don't go in there and take your wiener out or something.
Well, unless you want them to see it.
Right. He'd be like that. He'd be thought that was funny. You guys have anything for Jose?
No.
Jose, what do you have for us?
A few months ago, there was a couple that asked the internet to name their child.
What?
Yeah, they had a baby girl on April 7th. The winning name was Cthulha Allspark.
Well, that's what they deserve.
Yeah. Cthulha is a fictional monster that first appeared in a science fiction story called The Call of Cthulha in 1928. The parents apparently came to their senses because they actually named her Amelia Savannah Joy.
Then what was the whole point if they decided they weren't going to go with whatever they got from the internet?
They
anyway.
Took the second, right?
That, yeah, they
that
took
came
the second,
in second place.
How lame that you have to go on the internet to get your kid's name. Come on.
Yeah, we'd have seen Cthulha as a mass murderer in about 15 years.
Probably. And the first victims will be your own parents.
Correct. New York Police Department had a little Twitter backfire. Apparently, they had gone out and wanted people to send them pictures with first responders, your selfies or whatever, at the hashtag My Police Department.
My NYPD.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is great.
They had 70,000 responses, photos of police brutality during the Occupy Wall Street, an 84-year-old man brutalized for jaywalking, and even the police frisking a dog.
Yep, that's called backfiring.
Yeah. Wah, wah. That marketing person, intern, will no longer be working for the police.
Uh-oh. Dan, did he go down in the weather center?
No, it's Colin's in the weather center.
Is Colin in the weather center?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, where's Dan? I hear Dan,
I don't see him.
I'm taking a dump.
Okay, so we got mics in the bathroom now?
Yeah, we do.
Wow. Well, so Dan Strauss is in the restroom, number two, and live from the Weather Center. Let's go there now. Colin Jeffrey. Colin, what do you have?
Thanks a lot, Frank. We do have a tornado warning that was issued by the National Weather Service for Madison, Illinois. That expires this afternoon at 4:47. Again, a tornado warning, Madison, Illinois, expires at 4:47. If you're in that area, you're advised to seek shelter immediately.
Okay, and that again was what county?
Madison County in Illinois.
Edwardsville area, Collinsville, over in there. You know, your microphone, Colin, sounds just like the one in the men's room where Dan is, I guess he's just finishing up in there.
He's in here.
He's in there with you.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
That's where the fax machine's in.
All right. Colin, get out of the restroom, and Dan, you get out of the restroom, come back in the studio, okay? Thank you, Colin.
Thanks.
All right, there you go. Always on the job, Colin Jeff.
Yes.
Anything else, Jose?
iPhone 6 getting ready to come out here shortly. They're going to have a problem with the bigger of the two. One's
can I stop you? I have a question, and it's actually just a question. Would it not be possible, because I keep hearing about this virus or that virus, so I don't know a lot about this, but you were one of the first to tell us a long time ago they're going to no longer support XP,
yes.
Blah, blah, blah. You need to get Windows. Wouldn't it be very easy for Microsoft to send out its own virus to infect the XP crowd so they'd have to do something else? I thought of this today.
Yeah, it's called Windows NT. Yeah.
Never say never.
they could, but they have enough bugs of their own. They really don't need to do their own stuff. There's other people trying to hack into their systems as it is.
Okay. In fact, don't we have this? Oh, you have a recording of somebody hacking. There it is right there, hacking.
Oh. Yeah. Wow.
Okay, I had to say that while I was thinking that. Sorry.
And last but not least, Homeland Security has issued a warning. They discovered a vulnerability in Internet Explorer, Microsoft's web browser, this weekend. It affects Internet Explorer from 6 all the way to 10. It is such a flaw that they advise you to not use Internet Explorer until Microsoft fixes it.
Wow.
And they recommend using any other browser.
Hmm.
And that's the government, not the NSA, though.
How many browsers are there? Here are the ones I can name. Google Chrome, right?
Yes.
Safari.
Yes. Internet Explorer.
And that's in my list. That's it.
Firefox.
Mozilla. There are only 6 or 8, right? There aren't a lot of them.
Yeah.
Okay, so how does the person come up with a new browser if they don't see
AI? You would use Internet Explorer and either go to Google and type in whichever one you want, or go to Safari or type in Firefox, whichever you prefer.
How would you start your own?
No, I mean, if you wanted to start your own new browser, like I think I'd like to have a browser called Pinion instead of Safari. Can anybody do that?
Yeah, you need to learn Java.
Okay, good luck cracking into the market, though.
Considering that Microsoft's been giving theirs away for free, and it's still only number 3.
I drink Java in the morning.
Yeah, that's funny, Dan. You want to take calls now?
Please.
I'm going to give the numbers one last time. A couple lines open. You jump in now or you don't get in, and we close the segment when the calls are gone. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. We welcome Matt. Matt, say hello to Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Hello, Matt.
And I am in the PM.
Yeah, listen to how he says that. He means it, too. He means it. What's up?
So, Jose, talk a little bit about that Microsoft not supporting, what is it, XP and I guess anything older. You turn on your computer, you get the big red icon. It basically tries to scare you to death. It tells you to lock the doors and bolt the windows and don't look in your closets. And what's really going on? Because a friend of mine said, go right ahead. You can use the internet. You're really not at risk. What's the truth?
It depends on what information you don't mind having the internet having on you. If you're doing online banking or credit cards or that kind of stuff, what happened is Microsoft quit patching vulnerabilities in the operating system known as XP. They did it for 12 years, and they're just not going to do it anymore. So for the past 18 months, the folks that want to break into your computer have kept to themselves these vulnerabilities, like the one that they discovered in Internet Explorer this weekend.
Okay.
Microsoft is not going to fix it. They didn't have time to fix it because they didn't know it existed. They want to put software on your computer that tracks your passwords and your credit card information, your banking information, so they can steal that information. They want to be able to use your computer to spam other people and do denial of service attacks. There's a bunch of stuff that's going to happen. Is it going to blow up? No. And if you use the internet, and if you're just playing games and checking your email and don't mind that your email password gets hacked once in a while, you'll be fine.
Can I use a different web browser with any kind of security? Can I? Is there something I can load for free? Somebody told me you can go to AVG.
There are antiviruses, but even they're going to be latent in the fact that they don't find all the bugs. That's why I normally recommend that you use Malwarebytes and AVG in combination.
Okay.
The operating system is inherently flawed because it was designed 12 years ago. Windows 7, Windows 8, 8.1, and the future Windows 9 coming were designed differently from the ground up, although they support some of the latent applications from XP. But, yeah, the vulnerability exists in the operating system regardless of what software you use to discover them.
But you can use malware, and you can use malware and antivirus, or and AVG together, and that's going to keep you pretty safer.
Again, I don't know that I'd be using online banking or paying my credit cards on an XP machine.
All right, appreciate it.
All right, Matt, thank you.
The biggest problem, unfortunately, is that 95% of all of the ATMs in the country use Windows XP as their base operating system.
All right.
It's a little scary.
Yeah, it's a lot scary.
Matt is off, and Jack is on. See what I did there?
Hey, yes. Yeah. That is true.
I almost messed it up. Jack, wow. Say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Hello, Jack.
I got a problem with my Word program that I bought.
Okay.
I bought Home and Student 2013, which is, you know, Microsoft Office.
Mm-hmm. Jack, before you say anything else, so where are you from, man?
Oh, I get asked that question every time I get online. Oh, I was raised in Amarillo, Texas.
Well, you sure can't tell it. You cannot tell. Go on. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's all right. The problem is, about a week ago, I went in to install that program, and I had a problem installing because it wouldn't accept my passcode and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I called the tech support through the company that we'll have our telephone through. And they managed to get me back on it again.
Okay.
And then I had other problems. All of a sudden, everything disappeared. My Explorer disappeared and everything. So I went back in to them again, and they were able to get all that back, except the tech support person had to go back and reinstall the system. I don't know how she did that, but anyway, she took it back to a certain date. Now, the problem with that was that was before I bought the 2013, and it disappeared again. Now, I was able to get into my email, which I wasn't able to get into.
Right.
And now I can get into everything except that particular program, and it keeps saying it can't install. And it asks me if I'm connected to the, if I'm properly connected to the E-net, Internet. Which I am.
Right.
And then it asks me, do I have enough space on my hard drive? Now, that I didn't understand.
It's probably looking for 20 or 30 gigabytes of space. Did you purchase the Office product from Microsoft directly, or did you buy it at a local store?
I bought it at a local store.
Okay. Have you talked to the local store about your install?
Not yet. I was trying to see if... since I installed it once, I figured I'd be able to do it again, but I've tried it four times this morning, and it still says cannot install.
Yeah, I would contact the place that you purchased it and let them help you through the install, because there's probably some additional things that kind of got corrupted or stomped on when she restored your operating system.
Yeah.
That they're going to need to talk you through on how to fix them.
Okay, but the problem with that is if you go to the place where I bought it, they want you to go to the... I think it's 99 something to start out with, and so much a month before they'll even help you.
Even on brand new products that you purchased?
Pardon me?
Even on brand new products that you purchased?
Yes, it's only about 3 weeks old.
Interesting. Well, then if I were you, I'd take it back to them and buy it somewhere else.
Now, what about if I get a hold directly to the company that supports that, which is Microsoft?
Yep, you could work through them too.
If I call them, can I get them to help me install it?
I would think so. I traditionally like to talk to the people I gave money to because I gave them money, but that's just me.
Okay, I understand.
Jack, I have one question for you. On average, what would you say, how many hours a week do you watch pornography?
None.
Yeah, well, it started out very little. And then
Well, that's the problem. These new computers require minimum pornography.
I guarantee you there's no pornography being on this computer at all.
Who else has access to that computer there?
I know what you're saying, Noah. You can't invade your computer, but I have not had anything like
now,
that.
Are you, Jack, are you married?
No, but girlfriend. I'm trying to think of the word. I'm
hot. Very hot. Is that the word you're looking for?
Amorous.
If she ever found out I was on pornography on here, I wouldn't have her anymore. So I don't have pornography anymore.
You know what that means, yeah. Jack? She's watching pornography on your computer.
Yeah.
That's what that means.
No, she's not. Well. I'll tell you what, though. To solve that problem, my girlfriend is totally blind.
Yeah.
Well, that does solve that problem.
That problem.
Wow, then, Jack, she doesn't know what you look like, does she?
No, she doesn't know, and she won't even feel in my face to find out. And I keep telling her the older I get, the uglier I get. So I don't want her to find out.
Well, who cares if she doesn't feel your face? She feels other stuff, right?
I'm not going to answer that. Out of respect for her, I refuse.
Okay, well, good for you. You're a gentleman, and Jack, don't ever lose that accent, okay?
Okay, I appreciate that.
All right, Jack. Thank you.
Thanks for your help, Jose.
Thank you.
Good luck, Jack.
I hope somebody can help me because I got on there once, but it when that girl took me back, she lost it, and I've not been able to get it back on there since. So I guess I'll try to find out if they can help me.
Yeah, right. If they can't, Jack, send me an email at techquestions@ktrs.com.
Yeah.
And we'll spend some more time chatting through this.
Okay, what is that again?
Tech Questions, TechQuestion, techquestions@ktrs.com.
Okay.
And that's for everybody listening, not just
right,
for Jack.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Jack. You know, a problem, if you listen to a guy like that long enough, you start talking like that. You do. I'm not kidding you. You go down south sometimes, spend 3 or 4 weeks, just pick that stuff up. See, like right now, I can't stop it. I can't even stop this.
That's why those people can't get rid of that accent, because they're around it all the time.
Well, Peon, I can't get rid of it now. I just listen to the man for like 3 minutes or something. Let's go on to Steve. Steve, say hi to Jose Hernandez.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
See, he got it, too.
Hey, Jose. I could fund that, but I'm not as good as Frank. So, could you elaborate a little bit about all of the people that are getting notice back when we tried to file our tax returns that our identity, mostly of our spouses, has been hacked from the government, and there was such a big deal about people getting into Schnucks and such a big deal about getting into Target, how come there's not a great big deal of people getting into the stupid government?
Because the government's the one that controls that information coming out.
Oh, well, then they're not going to tattle on themselves, are they?
No, and, well, as you know, the IRS is the only organization where you're presumed guilty until you prove you're innocent.
You are very correct, sir.
And so what was happening was is people's identities, basically Social Security number and names, were being stolen either from some of the hacks that happened, like at Target or Michaels, or some of the operating system stuff, like with NXP, that hadn't been discovered yet. And what they're doing is right at January 1st, they're filing a tax return as if they were that person and having it electronically sent to a different bank account. So the people that who wait till, you know, normally I wait till February before I file my taxes. Well, by the time you file in February, you get a little note back from the IRS that says, well, you already filed, and we're already sending you your return.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I know this might not be your bailiwick, but if that's the case and we didn't file till April, I guess we're up, you know, what kind of a creek without a paddle?
No, you're going to contact the IRS and work with them, because they have ways to find out where it was sent and hopefully pull it back electronically from where it was deposited.
So we probably should jump on that pretty quickly.
Yes, I would do that.
Notify the IRS and all the other companies and stuff, but I guess I better get on it and be a little more proactive.
Yes, sir.
All right, Steve.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We are out of time. Finally shook off that Texas accent. It took me a while. I had to let Steve talk.
I was just waiting for Carl to come along.
Well, Carl might be here later. I'll tell you what, folks. Time goes by so fast. I know a lot of you didn't get your questions in. Here's the good news. He has an email address, he being Jose Hernandez. Here's his email address. It's techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. Shoot him a note. He'll, if he can, if it's at all possible, he'll get back to you. Other than that, you listen again next Monday when we'll do this again, courtesy of Oric and the locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers, where they can show you the new Oric Magnesium RS Vacuum Cleaner, among part of all kinds of other products they have, too. Just tell me your AM and the PM. Give it up for Jose Hernandez, everybody.
Good day, everybody.
Thank you, Jose. I've not spoken to this man since he ran the half marathon Saturday. I'm assuming that he ran down in Nashville, Tennessee. Let's see if he still sounds winded or if he's...
sound winded?
Well, yeah, I would. 3 days later, I'd still sound winded. So you ran it.
I feel great.
I feel unbelievable.
I had so much fun.
Where did you come in? As 8th, 10th, 100th?
In my mind, number one, buddy. Number one. That's where
That's
I came in.
That's the way you have to think about it. In my mind... Now, seriously, what was the winning?
Thing. Chasing Mimi Londoff, that's not bad. That's not a bad gig around, 13.1 mile. And don't forget about that 0.1, okay?
Now, listen, who came in first, and what was the first place winner's time?
I have no idea.
How could you not have any idea who was first? You don't know who won it?
I wanted to finish.
Did you finish toward the back or toward the front or the middle? Where'd you finish?
I can tell you this much. There were a heck of a lot of people still behind me running when I was done. And it's just an amazing event. Anyone who likes to run, or if you
that's
want to
me, buddy.
Running, the Nashville St. Jude's marathon, full and half marathon, they do. I mean, it's my only experience. I've never done one before, but it's unbelievable.
Do you keep track of your average mile, like how long it took?
Well, I did it in 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Wow. Now, why is the St. Jude thing in Nashville when they're in Memphis? I don't know that I get that.
Well, I think it's the country music, rock and roll, St. Jude, Nashville. It's got a lot of, it's a big title, big long title.
Okay.
But man, they know how to put. I've been to many events in Nashville. They just know how to put an event together. I mean, it's amazing how quickly they get things up, whether it's a stage, whether it's the barricades, and the people. Man. How come these people in Nashville are so nice, Frank? And sometimes you're just kind of downright kind of mean to me. But everyone in Nashville, in Tennessee, they're just nice.
Well, first of all, John, I'm from Tennessee. I lived first 15 years of my life in Tennessee, but I was from the mean side of Tennessee. I'm from the Memphis side.
Make sure I stay away from that side.
Yeah, the Memphis side is the mean people. You were in Middle Tennessee, and Middle to East Tennessee, those are the nice people. That's the answer.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, they really are. What just a beautiful... Like one of the fastest growing cities in America, and I can tell you one thing, it's clean, and there's just so... You know I like to eat, don't you, Frank?
Not as much as I do.
I don't know. They have some great restaurants in that. Hey, not as good as some of our favorites, like, you know, Andy Gunn's and Paul Mano's and Il Bulago and on and on and on. But, no, there's some great restaurants in Nashville. But it was just fun. It was fun to, you know, and Mimi could have taken off right away and said, hey, see you in a half an hour. I'll see you, you know, probably 30 minutes after she finished. But she stuck with me. Which was probably good, because I probably would have stopped and, you know, sat down and talked to some people for a while and then finished. But no, it was fun. It was really great. You know, it was just a year ago I was on crutches. A year ago that I was rehabbing from, a hamstring surgery from my good friend Dr. Rick Wright. And, you know, so it was one of the first pictures after we sent pictures to the boys and a few great friends and family members. But then... to Dr. Wright with a big thank you, because I couldn't have done it without his surgical hands. And then, of course, Mimi pretty much kicking my butt for the last 4 months, getting me back in shape. So they had a lot of fun.
There are, and I don't know who put this out, tourism whatever magazine, but the top 25 towns or cities in the United States that they say you must visit in your lifetime. And Nashville, Tennessee is barely made it, number 24 of 25, but it's on there. And two Missouri towns made it.
Which one?
Well, St. Louis is on here. What do you think the other one is?
Kansas City.
Branson.
Oh,
Kansas
yeah,
City
yeah.
didn't make it. St. Louis made the top 25. Yeah. Kansas City didn't, but Branson did. And just because I guess they figure there's more to do and see in Branson.
Oh, Branson, so it just gets crazy crowded in the summertime. But I'm going to tell you what, Nashville is a fun weekend. It is just a fun getaway, and, you know, it's a quick drive, it's an easy drive, and, you know, I'd love to see our city and the county get their act together and get the city of St. Louis cranked up. I think we should try to become the second country music capital of the world, number two behind Nashville, you know? Country music is so popular in this town. I mean, some of the top country artists are coming to the Verizon two times, not once. They're doing two shows because they sell out so quick. And I know we're a big jazz capital, and I love jazz, but, man, it's amazing. I cannot tell you how many people I see walking around in cowboy boots. And you know how you can tell? It's probably the first time they've really had cowboy boots on. They walk in a little funny.
Yeah.
up and down those hills. There's hills everywhere in Nashville. That's another thing. Whew.
Well, Texas is the same. If you go to Texas, you can tell who the tourists are who are trying to be Texans, and you can tell who the real Texans are, because you're right. Boots.
Why are you walking so funny?
Yeah, exactly, Mike. Boots, until you break them in, they're not real comfortable, the ones I've worn. You got to really break them in or have the exact right fit, because cowboy boots are tough to wear. And then you can always tell the fake cowboy's hat, because it's perfect and pristine. He's barely got the tag off of it, where the real cowboy's hat's dirty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and most, you know, especially if they're, you know, into really roping or you know, doing work on a farm. They're wearing boots. Yeah, those things are worn. Now, they've had them a long time. You can tell they've been working and walking in those, and those are comfortable.
Yeah.
You get a pair of broken-in cowboy boots.
Okay, what's interesting about Nashville, Nashville's not just a country music capital. I believe that Nashville is the recording capital of the world. I think more recording is done in Nashville, because non-country groups, Sinatra recorded there, and even to this day, the pop people, they go to Nashville a lot to record, because the best of the best producers, musicians,
writers,
studios, writers, it's in Nashville.
Yeah. You have a good voice, Frank.
Well, I wish I did. I wish I did.
You do.
I'd love to have been a singer. I that would be something in another life, because I've always said, if you're a singer, you don't have to carry, you know, like a tuba or drums or any. You don't have to have a piano, a keyboard. You just start singing. Other people can worry about that stuff. Your instrument is built in you. I'd love to have been a singer.
Your instrument is built in you.
That's right.
Now, that's a classic.
That's Tennessee talk right there, in you.
See, I just talk a little bit about Tennessee, but...
You find when you were down there, if you're there very long, you start to talk like them?
No, Mimi gives me trouble all the time. She goes, you know, as soon as you start talking to someone with a southern accent, you pretend like you have a southern accent. I'm like, I said, well, I did go. I went to school in Texas for 4 years. You know, I started saying y'all. I got so tired after a few weeks of being in Texas of being called a damn Yankee.
Oh, no, that's in even Tennessee. They, when we moved up here and we told friends we were going to St. Louis, they said, "What, do you turn into a Yankee?" That's what they call us. Oh, yeah.
If you get... time I was helping a regal, you know, a lady from Texas, and I'd say she's probably early 70s, but I mean just a beautiful lady, and she just could not handle, you know, they had self-serve at the 7-Eleven, you know, right there off campus at SMU, and I'm like, "Ma'am, can I help you with that? Because, I mean, I've been pumping gas since I was a kid." She goes, "Where are you from?" I said, "St. Louis." "Oh, Yankee." I mean, here I am helping her put gas in her car, and she's calling me a Yankee.
Now, let me hear how she said, "Where are you from?" How'd she say it again?
"Where are you from?"
Wow. For a minute, I thought I was in Texas.
And then she said, "Yankee."
Because that's the thing that's gone is the draw, the Texas draw.
You know, not mean? Gone from that guy who just called us. What was his name?
Who's that?
The caller we just had from Texas.
Jack.
Jack from Amarillo, Texas. Boy, he still had the whole accent.
Oh, I guarantee. You know what? Amarillo now, that is West Texas. You know? That is West. But, you know, outside of Lubbock, there's a couple of favorite towns where I did some goose and duck hunting back in my college days.
See, he's getting the southern accent just talking about it.
Yeah. Don't I? It's weird.
Well, I did some goose and duck hunting. It crept in there. It does. I'm serious. You start talking about it, you start talking
about
like
this town, Mule Shoe, Texas.
Never heard of it.
My roommate, my freshman year, Johnny Dean. Now, Johnny Dean back in 1976, John Dean had quite a name from the Watergate, but Johnny Dean from Mule Shoe, Texas. And right next to Mule Shoe, just a little bit northwest of Mule Shoe, like about, you know, 5 miles, was Laz Buddy. Mule Shoe in Laz Buddy, Texas.
You sure his name wasn't something like Johnny Lee Dean? Because they used to have a middle name in there.
I think it was Johnny Michael Dean.
There you go, Johnny Michael Dean.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable guy. We connected through Facebook years ago, and he actually drove up and bought a vehicle. From now he lives in Houston. You ever notice how people from Texas call it Houston?
Yep.
It's Houston, but it's in Houston.
Here's the other thing we can learn from Texas. They love their state. They love that state. I mean, it's like it's their own country.
Well, it's big enough.
Yeah.
I mean, it's larger than most countries out there, but they are so proud of their heritage, and, I mean, it's just so different from east to west, to north to south. There's a lot to do in Texas. But it's hot. It gets hot down there. You know, it gets hot down in Dallas and Fort Worth.
Well, congratulations on the half marathon. That deserves a round of applause. Nobody here could do that, I'll tell you that.
Sorry, aren't you going to ask me?
Ask what?
You're not going to ask me? Am I going to do another one?
Okay, are you going to do another one? The answer is yes. I don't have to ask you because I think you are.
I am. I'm going to do another one.
See, I didn't have to ask. I knew that.
And then, by the way, I think Mimi's. We're going to go running tomorrow. I'm like, can't we take like a week off?
In fact, I predict you'll do a complete marathon, a real marathon. That's my prediction.
No.
No, we'll see.
No, I think, let me help you. 13.1 is just about perfect. That builds up one heck of an appetite. We went to a place called Whiskey Kitchen.
That sounds good to me.
Man, I was eating like I was going to the electric chair. No, I was eating like I just ran 13.1 miles. I was starving.
Now you were in Tennessee. Did you have either biscuits and gravy or chicken and dumplings while you were down there, or grits?
I had some grits at a restaurant called The Farmhouse.
Yeah, now you're talking.
Oh, man, everything was delicious. And I had a, you know, I love to eat. Golly, yeah. Too much. That's why I got to run. I run to eat. I work out so I can eat anything I want. It's a great reason to want to go work out.
Well, I understand 50% of what you're saying. I like the eating part. I just don't do that other part. I just eat.
What if Mimi and I tried to get you on a workout?
No, that's not going to happen.
What if Mimi tried to get you on kind of a workout?
That could happen. that could happen.
I knew it. Oh, man. So you know what? We just
chicken butt.
About that storm that just blew through, but good thing it's gone now. It's beautiful. We got deliveries. These are the last few days of April, folks. Take advantage of the spring fling celebration still going on here at Jenny Londoff Chevrolet. I think they cooked hundreds of burgers and brats and hot dogs. They had a great weekend. But guess what? Guess what?
Chicken butt.
There are still a lot of new cars, trucks, and pre-owned vehicles here for your awesome listeners to take advantage of. Price is like $12,900 for a Chevy Cruze, only $16,900 for a Malibu, only $20,900 for an Impala. Are you kidding me? That's crazy. Up to $12,000 on some select Silverados and great, great, great deals. Take your pick, an Equinox or a Traverse, for only $20,500. And we've got over 200 Equinox and Traverse combined in stock. And, man, we're done. 2014 Tahoes are gone. 2014 Silverados are gone, but we still got some the new, unbelievable 2015 Tahoe, which that's what I'm driving now. That's what Mimi's driving now. Wow. I just cannot get, I still get excited every time, you know, I get behind the wheel and drive that vehicle. It's just unbelievable how smooth, so quiet, and it's got some zip. Really
a true,
does.
A true car salesman.
Yep.
That's what you're listening to here. Well, right now people
I love
are going,
what I do. I love meeting your listeners, and they're just the best.
Well, if they wanted to call you now, what would that number be?
That number would be, since you're done talking to me,
yes,
is 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, 24-7, 365 at lawnduff.com. Chip Unterberg, Dave Bell, and the team, and Christy Thornton at the Internet Department. We're open late tonight. Come and see us, and shout out to my buddy Joe Frazier with Emerson Electric, another pickup truck, and he's AM and the PM. So.
Joe Frazier, I know Joe Frazier. I whoop Joe Frazier. I whoop some, listen. I whoop
no,
Joe
no, no,
Frazier.
No, 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 no.
I whoop
yeah.
Some people in the ring. I put them in the ring.
Executive with Enterprise,
person.
Joe Frazier, not the boxer.
Oh, that's a different one. Okay.
All right, John, we'll send you some business.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right.
Glad to save everyone.
See
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, boy. Is this Colin?
Yes.
Which department is he in?
He's in the Weather Center.
He is in the KTRS Weather Center. Oh, that means something big. Let's go there live. Colin, can you hear me there in the Weather Center?
I can, Frank, just barely, but I've got you.
What's going on?
We've got another tornado.
I don't hear the employees. Are they not? Turn the mic, the employee mic, on.
Okay.
Because normally I can hear. There they are. Oh, boy, yeah, there's something going on. I'm sorry. What is it, Colin? What's happening?
We've got another tornado warning that's been issued. This time it's for Bond and Madison counties in Illinois. A tornado warning until 5:15. So if you are in Madison, Bond counties, you should seek shelter immediately. That expires again just about 25 minutes from now.
Let me hear that activity in the background. Turn that up. They are busy. Boy, listen.
Listen to them.
Now, Colin, any new people in the Weather Center there we need to acknowledge? Any new employees? Or is that pretty much the same old crew?
I think it's the same old crew. I'm looking around. Looks like everyone the same. Hold on. We've got one new person raising his hand. I believe it's it's Jim is his name.
Well,
Jim
sounds like a woman because I hear female voices, but maybe he's got a high-pitched voice. That's okay. We welcome Jim to the KTRS Weather Center. Colin, good job.
Thank you, Frank.
Talk to you later. And they're live from the KTRS Weather Center, Colin Jeffrey. We'll be back right after this. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
Let's see how traffic looks right now. Here's Timothy Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Sounded like they got a bingo game going. Hey, if you're coming in on eastbound 44 just before Big Bend, you've got an accident that has the two left lanes blocked. Good backup behind that, but westbound drivers slowing down to take a look. You're slow a little bit west of Elm out through Big Bend. Eastbound 270 stacks up McDonald through West Florissant. Westbound 270 at the Canal Bridge. The right lane is down for construction, backed up to 255. Southbound 270, stop and go Page through Manchester. On westbound 70, the usual slowdown, Jennings Station past Lucas and Hunt, a little heavy past the airport. And southbound 170, we have some stop-and-go pockets from Olive through Highway 40. And this traffic report brought to you by fast-acting Advil. It has fast-absorbing Advil Ion Core technology and goes to work in minutes. Try fast-acting Advil today. Find it in the white box. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Severe weather can happen at any time. At any time. Even if your power goes out, you can still tap the app. The KTRS app on your phone for the latest real-time updates on the latest weather conditions and warnings. We keep the information streaming live at KTRS.com. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
All right. Spring is finally here. This is Shannon from Swing Around Fun Town inviting you to get those kids out of the house and come have some fun.
No matter if you're 6 or 66, you should check out the area's best batting cages and show all your friends how you can hit it out of the park. Race over the bridges and through the tunnels on one of the most exciting Grand Prix go-kart tracks in the country. Cool off in the Splash and Crash bumper boats. Go for that hole-in-one on the miniature golf course, voted the top outdoor miniature golf course in St. Louis. Check out the brand new Spin Zone Bumper Car Arena or any of the tons of arcade games.
Do you have a reason to celebrate? Let Swing Around Fun Town take the worry out of your planning. With over 20 years experience in fun, we promise to make your next birthday party, family reunion, company picnic, or whatever reason you have to celebrate, an occasion to remember.
Swing Around Fun Town is just a half mile west of I-270 at Gravois and 141 in Fenton. Parents, get out of the house. Bring the kids, bring yourselves, and bring the grandparents to Swing Around Fun Town, where they take fun seriously.
Hi, I'm Jim McMillan. There's a name I want you to remember, and it's Fertilome. You've probably seen the name when you visit your favorite nursery. Just the sound of the name Fertilome makes you think of lawn and gardens, doesn't it? These folks have a whole line of very effective products like their Weed-Free Zone, a weed killer you can use in cool weather, Root Stimulator that will really build a strong root system on those little flowers, and one of my favorites, Fertilome Azalea Food for your evergreens. Fertilome products are only available at your local nursery or garden center, so when you visit this spring, be sure to look for the Fertilome name, and you'll discover many products that'll make your gardening efforts quick, easy, and effective. Oh, and when you have a question about how to grow something or a gardening problem, I'll just bet your dealer will give you the answer with a Fertilome product right in his hand. So get the solution to your garden problems today with a Fertilome product. Fertilome, its name says gardening success.
Legendary broadcaster Mike Shannon and Eddie Scholler, owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Mr. Shannon, you got one heck of a life. Man, you're always so upbeat. What's your secret?
Secret? What secret?
Well, I guess it's the secret to life.
There's no secret to me, Eddie. I like to have fun and never take myself too seriously. And it looks like that's exactly what happens at Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
What exactly do you mean?
Well, I don't know of a much livelier and fun place to enjoy with friends than the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air. You've got the coldest beer in town, the tastiest and the cheapest eats. I mean, nothing puts a smile on your face like your peel and eat shrimp or that Fat Eddie burger. You certainly can enjoy life much more than when you're out on that big, huge patio of yours enjoying a nice, cold, frosty one, listening to live music, or watching the ball game on all of those flat screens.
Well, I certainly hope that secret gets out.
Find the secret to life at Fast Eddie's Bon Air. If you're 21 and you're in the mood, come by today and check them out online at fasteddiesbonair.com.
Our phones have been ringing off the hook with people who don't want to pay for an appraisal when their home loan doesn't get approved.
That'll never happen at Golden Oak Lending. This is Bob Ellman. If we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
If some lender asks for your credit card, hang up the phone and call Golden Oak Lending at 314-567-GOLD.
We don't need your card because at Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket.
We've been here in St. Louis for 14 years. Why would you go anywhere else?
Are you paying monthly PMI? Our mortgage insurance, we have a program that eliminates it, even if you don't have 20% equity. Find out if we can save you money.
Get a lower rate and a no-risk appraisal at Golden Oak Lending. Call 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
Rates are down to 3.375 fixed, 15-year APR 3.807, NMLS 1149-37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
GEICO presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with GEICO. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
From
from downtown St. Louis. It's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. 314-652-3456, or download the free app STL Taxi for a Laclede Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hi, everybody. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, Bill.
Doing good. Well, Miley Cyrus has finally left the hospital.
Good.
While she was in the hospital, Miley received lots of flowers and plants. And of course, most of them she smoked. But
yeah, well, of course she did.
And on May 7th, Michelle Obama will appear on the TV show Nashville.
About time.
A cameo appearance. She would have been on for longer, but she had 8 more TV shows to film that day. I would say the Obamas are on too many TV shows, but today even Ryan Seacrest said, "Wow, you guys are on TV a lot."
Well, for him to say it, yeah.
And a sea lion, thankfully, is going to be okay after it was found wandering the California orchard 100 miles from the ocean.
Ooh.
Again, this is what happens when sea lions use Google Maps.
Yeah. You shouldn't do that.
And finally, this afternoon... Well, Facebook is set to have a new feature that'll let you know where your friends are at all times.
Mm.
I don't really think we need this, do we? I mean, if you see your friends are on Facebook, it's obvious where they are. They're at work.
Yeah.
So, Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. Tomorrow I will chat with you from Grand Rapids, Michigan. How about that? Downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTO.
World traveler, Bill Cleveland. Thank you, Bill.
See ya.
And by the way, I don't think he meant to offend workers, hardworking people, when he said, well, if they're on Facebook, they're at work. That's just radio people.
Oh, yeah.
That was a radio joke. He meant to say they're at work at their radio job, if they're off. He left that part out.
Yeah.
That's all. Playhouse is on the way. Great old joke, as usual. But first, a word from one of our sponsors, which is really two in one. Two sponsors in one. Mark and Jason. Mark Ridden and Jason Becker. Financial advisors. When we were young, we had all kinds of people try to set up meetings with us. We got mail, we got phone calls. I'd like to talk to you young folks about a financial plan. Click. We'd hang up, not interested. And then in our late 20s, I guess somebody just had the right approach and the right pitch, and we paid attention, and we set up a meeting, and that was the first experience we ever had with any sort of financial advice. It's a smart thing to do. If you have $25,000 or more, which we didn't then, we met with somebody who would meet with people who had $25 or more. We had to find that guy. But if you have $25,000 or more and it's already invested, or you have it to invest, 401k, you're retiring, you're changing jobs, for goodness sakes, get some good solid advice. We'd like for you to get it from Mark and Jason. They've been with Stifel Nicolaus for 27 years. And it starts with your phone call to them to set up an appointment for a meeting that won't cost you anything. What do you got to lose? MarkandJason.com. That's MarkandJason.com. The rest is up to you. Don't go away. Playhouse is coming up. It is 5 o'clock at the Big 5.